This is the Funky Gamer Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello there. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Funky Gamer Podcast, a gaming podcast from a bunch of wannabe somebody at still nobody British dudes who think they know stuff. I'm your host, Ricky James, and in this week's show, we'll be talking a little bit more about PlayStation and outlining some new Anthem woes that have come to light. All that and more following what has been a rather light week in gaming news. Joining me, as per usual, my fantastical co-host, Mr. Chris Wright. How be thee on this weeketh of such joy?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
Wonderful. I decided to revert following not indirect feedback last week.
Not indirect feedback or direct feedback?
Yeah, that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of take your opinion to heart, Chris, so I thought we're going to go back to ye olde Victorian, but I'm glad you're alive anyway. Joining him on the other side of the fence, the Geordie one, Mr. David Moore. Hurry, pet.
Hurry, kids. How's it going?
All right.
Very well. How are you?
Same.
Oh, a swear word.
It's a different day.
Fair enough. Ooh, a swear word there.
Start with the swear word.
We're in early this week.
People have been asking me about that. I'm just saying.
I'll sort it out.
I know. As will Chris. Won't you, Chris?
Sort what out?
I have no idea what to say, but, you know, we'll sort something out.
It's fine. People are asking me that, and people are also asking me about the pie. It just goes to show that we shouldn't talk about these things unless we're actually serious. So I think we ought to.
I'm sitting waiting.
Okay. Well, me and Chris will have a conversation about that this week.
Sort your lives out, man. How are
you? The aim is to do all this for episode 25, just to put it out there. That's the goal, as well as doing our little special thing that we have kind of planned-ish.
Half planned.
Yeah.
We'll get there, I'm sure. Anything particularly special happen with the both of you this week? People must obviously think we lead very interesting lives, so I'm assuming you're about to enthrall me with your antics.
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. Chris has just worked, basically.
Yes, although my time of crime fighting at night is getting a bit of a hit due to my work this week.
That's totally fair. We all know that other than this podcast, the only thing you do is work in retail, Chris.
Yes, there you that's go. It.
And Dave, you're still on... But it's pretty much annual leave from university at the moment. How are you enjoying that time?
It's getting boring now, man.
Really?
Nothing to do.
Plenty of games to play, maybe.
I know, but I do have other responsibilities other than gaming, unfortunately.
Yes, I can imagine that people don't realise this. Sometimes I don't even realise it.
I do plan on doing a few jobs on my car in the next few weeks. That's going to be good to get my hands dirty once again.
Ooh, get you.
Yeah.
Been a while since you've probably tinkered with anything like that with all your computer stuffs.
Over a year, mate. I miss it. I miss being covered in oil and bits of me knuckles missing.
Wow, okay.
I'm not a sadist. It's what happens when you used to be a mechanic, mate. Like, that hurt. Never mind, I must crack on.
Stick to the gaming. Speaking of which, shall we move on to what are you playing and discuss the stuff we've been playing since last week?
Yay.
Let's do it.
What are you playing?
Okay, Dave, we'll go to you first. What have you been on with since we last spoke, man?
Dark Souls has consumed my life.
You are... What was the term you used to me in text the other day?
The Ashen One.
Yes, you've constantly referred to yourself as the Ashen One in the last week.
Yes. No, it's... I've always wanted to get into these type of games, and I've never had the patience, but... Something's just clicked with Dark Souls 3 and I'm really doing quite well. I'm quite impressed with myself. I think I've done 5 or 6 bosses now.
We're going.
It's just a case of plodding on.
It is notoriously a very hard game, or at least it requires some patience, as we've said in prior episodes. What is it about it, can I just ask? After so many hours, I'm sure you can kind of talk a little bit more to this. What is it about it that really has compelled you to continue as long as you have it?
It's the satisfaction of handing that boss his ass after the 300th time he's handed your ass. Do you know what I mean? Type of thing. It's just, a lot of it's a learning curve. Like what you've got to do, where the enemies are, when to parry, when to attack type of thing. And once you get that down, you're golden.
Awesome. I do enjoy it a bit more of a challenge like that. I still don't think I'll ever get around to playing Dark Souls, but I'm glad you've managed to make the plunge. So many people seem to enjoy it, but I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea.
Not mine either.
You know, exactly. I would rather just watch somebody play it, I guess.
I'm still not at the point of running around in my underpants with a sword like some people do, doing speed runs.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's when you know you're hardcore.
Oh, yes.
So just Dark Souls for you, really, I guess. Although we did play, and as I will testify, a little bit of
The Division.
Yeah, we played a little bit of that and a little bit of Anthem as well.
We did.
Which was pretty good. But as I say, I will touch on that in just a moment. Unless you've got anything else, we'll go to Chris, Dave.
Nah, that's all.
Okay, Chris, go for it. What have you been on with?
Division 2 has been all I've been playing this week. It's just been a very slow week for me. Work has just taken over and not really given me too much of a chance to do anything else. Though I did go and see Endgame on Wednesday night at midnight.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I will just say that it is fantastic.
Awesome.
I'm going to go and see it this week. I think Dave's going to do the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever touch on that because it is a film and this is a gaming podcast. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that a lot. Yeah, yeah. Apparently.
I thought it was group therapy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe for you. It's more like torture for me. I'm just joking. It's not that bad. Yeah, well, I'll get around to seeing that this week. With regards to The Division, I wanted to just follow up with you on this. How many photos have you taken? And have any of them had giraffes in? And how many car doors have you closed?
And that's a stat I need to find out for next week. I've not checked my car door closing stats recently. Photos, I haven't really taken a lot because once you hit World Tier 5, you don't really get a lot of time to do anything else other than get shot at.
I'm surprised you let that factor get in the way of what is got to be your favorite everything.
I know, yeah. Trying to find the perfect photo while you're getting shot is not easy.
This is a picture of me dead.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my corpse lying on the floor. Doesn't the scenery look nice around me?
Well, very nice indeed. I have also been playing The Division, unless you've got anything else to add to your little thing there. Although you have said that it's pretty much all you've been playing, I was going to just dive into what I've been on with.
Yeah, no, you crack on. It's been a quiet one for me.
No, that's fine. The Division is, of course, top of my list because I have played a little bit more of that. Not much more to say. You can get my thoughts on the reasons why I'm enjoying it in last week's show, but I wanted to kind of outline that I am still playing it. A couple of other games that I am continuing to play. Batman Return to Arkham, another one that I mentioned last week. Still really good. Still the exact same game that you played many years ago, but it just looks a lot nicer. And, of course, Anthem. We have a little bit more to talk about to this point a little bit later on in the show, specifically as part of the news. So I'm not really going to go into too much details on my thoughts on this now, but we'll do so later. But it is a game that I've been playing. The two real games, or maybe three, I suppose, that I've added to the list. Cities Skylines. Either of you heard of this?
Yes, played it.
Oh.
Not my bug.
Okay, fair enough. But you've heard of it, right, Dave?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass, isn't it?
100%. That's the first point. That is the first point that I have got here, that it is indeed on Game Pass. And I was so happy when it went in because it was a game that I almost purchased and then it went into Game Pass. So I've been able to kind of hop on it and give it a good go. It is, of course, a traditional SimCity type builder on your console. Simply, it is good. I am enjoying it personally. You have to be into your Sim games. Chris, even, what did you think of this?
I enjoyed it. My city was making money and I was doing quite well. And then for some reason, I just stopped playing it. I guess something else must have come along to take my eye.
It does kind of require you to sit there and micromanage things.
Yeah, that's it.
Unless you have like an exorbitant amount of time where you can play that in small stints, then you're probably not going to return to it. That's one of the big reasons I've never really got into it, because I really need to put a chunk of time into it. But it's good. It is quite challenging to be able to manage monetary income and a bunch of other stuff. I enjoy that kind of a challenge, so I've been playing that. Next up here, I've got Darksiders War Mastered Edition, something I mentioned to Dave the other day that I decided to give a go on his recommendation. I have actually enjoyed the opening moments of the game, although it's pretty much all I've played. And I did have a bit of a bad experience in my case, in that the sound completely cut out for the cutscenes.
Did you fix that?
I did not, no. I've, of course, tried like rebooting the game as well as my console. I didn't reinstall it, so I still need to try that. That is probably going to fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if it doesn't.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I had no sound, so all the cutscenes and stuff, I didn't really have any context to, because they also have no subtitles.
That's amazing.
It was just incredible. So I got into this game, I'm doing stuff that looked very cool, but I don't know why. It was such a weird experience. But I'm not going to blame the game. I think it was just a slight technical hiccup. But I did start it.
It's a good game. I enjoyed them.
Yeah, no. You did say that you enjoyed them. And every single time I see like some gameplay footage of this game, even like Darksiders 3, I looked at it and I thought, that looks really cool. Because it does look really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I gave that a go. I will try reinstalling it, see if I get some better luck, and report on probably a future episode. The big game that I've been playing this week, the thing that I've sunk more time than any other game I've mentioned so far into, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I picked this back up properly after not really playing it for a few months. I played around about 8 hours yesterday, I would probably say, actually. I am absolutely loving the world that that game is set in. Like or loathe an Assassin's Creed game, Ubisoft have actually got to the point where the worlds that they can make us, genuinely, they look incredible. They're well-designed. One criticism, the game's starting to feel a little grindy after a while, which probably doesn't surprise either of you.
Not at all.
No, there are large gaps between major main campaign segments that are kind of filled with a pool of side quests that use like repeatable mechanics. For example, take over that fort and burn their supplies.
No doubt there'll be some form of microtransaction to boost your XP.
100%.
Is the oh, come on.
That is quite clearly what the balance of the game has been designed around, which is horrible to me.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, the game looks gorgeous. The main story itself is actually really enjoyable. I'm only around level 10 or so. So only so far, probably maybe a quarter of the way through the game, perhaps. And aside from the general grind that I'm getting, it's a really enjoyable Assassin's Creed game. And if you can kind of overlook the grindy elements of it, and if you're into that kind of thing, doing everything, doing all the side quests, then you're probably going to have no issue with this game. I will continue to play it for as long as I can. With a bit of luck, I'll finish it, because I am kind of hardcore AC, but there you go. That's last on my list, guys. Quite a lot.
That's not bad.
Well done. 3 weeks in a row.
I am doing okay.
You really are.
Hopefully I'll get to the point where I will finish some of these, but we'll see, as we always say. We don't have any updates for Game Pass.
No, the shoddy week this is.
I know, and I don't think, I might be wrong in saying this, because brutally honest, I haven't checked, but I don't know whether they have announced the PlayStation Plus and Xbox games for next month, given the fact that that is pending immediately. We record this on the 28th. So hopefully next week we'll have an update on that when those games will be available. But for now we don't, so.
There we go.
Shall we move on to the news, guys?
I think we should.
Yes.
Okie dokie, let's do this.
Funky Gamer, news and discussion.
Right, we've got a few things to talk about this week. Chris, do you want to take us through the first thing that we've got here?
I will. It is good old Sony and some PlayStation news. More notably, PlayStation 5 news.
Okay.
So they have come out and said the console won't release until after the current fiscal year. So that takes us to March the 31st, 2020.
Kind of expected.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of. I'm expecting it holiday season 2020. I'd be very surprised if it releases before then.
Yeah, it seems to be the kind of common analytical point of view as well.
Yeah, it's usually September, October time. So around then, I'm guessing we'll probably see a bit more and know a bit more.
Yeah, for sure. I hope so anyway.
Apparently, dev kits are already being sent out to the game developers. So yeah, they are currently working with PlayStation 5 tech.
Which is interesting, because we normally see, like, after the PS4 dev kits were sent out pre-release to the consumer, you were seeing some certain stories air on YouTube, but development videos, behind-the-scenes videos, that kind of thing, that kind of gave a bit more of an insight into that hardware, even though you didn't kind of realize it at the time, which was cool. So there's plenty of stuff probably to keep an eye out for, at least online, over the next 12 months or so with regards to that.
Oh yeah, we'll see more bits and pieces, I'm sure, as the months roll on. Though obviously not at E3 this year, because Sony have blanked it.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, so that's fun. Well, good fun.
It is.
They have also come out with the lifetime sales for the PS4.
I'm going to take a guess that it's a lot.
It is a fair few, yeah. 96.8 million console sales.
That's a lot.
Which ain't bad. I'd say give it another... Well, before the PS5 launches, they should have hit 100 million, you would think.
I've contributed two towards that number.
Yeah, I've done the same.
I've contributed none because I bought my PS4 secondhand. Sorry, boys. Sorry, Sony.
Sony saw none of that money.
Yes.
No.
Well, that's fair enough. It's not like they need a few extra quid, is it?
letting the side down.
Don't be daft. It's fine. You have a regular PlayStation, so it's fine. You get to play their games.
No, yeah, it still works.
For sure. Do you subscribe to PS Now, Dave?
No.
You don't?
No, no.
Does anybody subscribe to PS Now?
No.
I think the service is a tad expensive for what it is, to be fair, when you look at it comparing Game Pass.
Maybe they'll do what Microsoft did and bundle it.
Oh, okay.
You would think they'd need to do something like that in order to bump it up and make it a bit more acceptable.
At least accessible.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah, because people see it now and they think, yeah, why would I bother?
Yeah. What about PSN?
PSN, weirdly, it's only got... Is that figure right that you've written down here?
Yeah, 700,000.
700,000 from 96.8 million?
Yes.
It just shows you that PlayStation players don't play online games, I suppose.
It's still up. I mean, that's still a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not a bad number. And obviously, we don't have any Xbox sales figures to compare it to. But this week, I found something. And I'm gonna chuck this in here because Switch sales are on the up as well. And they've just hit 35 million sales.
Go Nintendo.
Which ain't bad at all.
No, not at all.
No, that is very impressive considering. How long has that service been out?
The Switch has been out, a year? Maybe 2 years now?
Yeah, it's coming up to 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, on that note, actually, I can't believe I've never had a point in the show previously where I've been able to mention this. My stolen Switch has been returned.
Ah, got it.
So it's not so much stolen anymore.
It has been returned.
It has.
Would you like to guess what the top-selling Nintendo Switch game was?
Mario Odyssey.
No, not anymore.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart it is.
Had to be one of the two.
Yeah, so Mario Kart has now sold 16.69 million units.
Both fantastic games, to be fair.
Yes. So that's knocked Mario Odyssey down to second place with 14.4 million.
Wow. That's actually quite interesting.
It is, isn't it?
See, we're just full of stats this week.
I know, yeah. I was originally billing this to be in my bit at the end, but I thought as we're talking stats and console sales, why not chuck it in here?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, yeah, the initial report was with regards to PlayStation. And just very quickly on that note, I have just checked. The report that I at least sourced this from definitely says 700,000. Oh, hang on a minute. No, that's sorry, for PlayStation Now, that is.
Ah, there we go.
So that's where the mistake is coming. At least I picked it up.
Yeah, well, only because I slightly questioned it.
Yeah, and well, the thing is, when you said it, I was like, hang on a second. Yeah, actually, that actually seems incredibly low given the number of PlayStation consoles that are out in the wild.
Yeah, you sold 96 million consoles, but only 700,000 of them are on PlayStation's network.
No, so I don't think I have a number for PSN. So yeah, it turns out that's a PlayStation Now. Which actually, is that surprising to you? 700,000 for the PS Now service?
Yeah, yes. I'm surprised it's that high. I really am.
It's one of them. It's still a pretty low figure when you think about it.
Yeah, comparatively.
Against the 96 million.
It's because it doesn't really appeal, does it? Let's be honest.
Doesn't look that way.
There's just a bunch of caveats to it. Plus, the main one is really expensive.
It is. It is an expensive system. Service, even.
There's no real reason to own it. Let's be honest. It's not like they bundle anything with it or make it look any more attractive to the user.
Yeah, and it is kind of piggybacking on technology that Sony acquired a number of years ago now called Gaikai, which is this is way back when, actually, when they were first talking about being able to stream games. But this was years and years and years ago, like 7-8 years ago. So maybe not quite that long, but it's a number of years ago. And I think that to Sony, they're trying to really make the most out of that acquisition. Hence why PS Now still exists. They're trying to really recoup the money that they spent acquiring that service.
Yeah, they need to. Though the other stat you've written down here is games revenue on the PlayStation Store was $20 billion.
That is, yeah.
That's quite a big number. I know the PSN store prices are inflated, but still, to sell that much is quite an achievement.
I believe it was they reported at 2.3 trillion yen, which equates to around 20.7 billion.
Nice.
That's a 19% increase year over year for Sony on the game sales front.
Still not bad.
But they have said specifically that this uptick was allegedly, at least, attributed to not only game sales, but a boost in PlayStation Plus subscribers, and then proceeds to give me the PS Now figure, which I think is where the confusion's come in.
Ah, there you go. That threw you a curveball right there.
Excuses.
I know, right? Excuses, sorry. So there we go. Pretty good figures for Sony all around, I guess. That's not surprising, though. They are the most popular console on the planet and have been since release.
Oh, not too bad for Nintendo either.
Sony are doing very well.
They certainly are. And I don't think that's going to go on the decline anytime soon, although we will all be seeing loggerheads, I'm sure, within the next 12, 18 months as both Microsoft and Sony release, or at least announce officially, their next-gen consoles.
Yeah, I know where I'm going for my next console.
It's going to be a saucy one.
And it's not Microsoft.
No, I know. You keep saying, well, obviously, you pay with your wallet, and as such, you will do so, sir.
Yes, I will.
So let's see what they announce with hardware, although see last week's episode for information on what we already know about the PlayStation 5, not actually called the PlayStation 5, but the hardware that Sony talked about in that particular news item, shall we say. With that, let's move on to this next news piece here. This outlines how Epic, their boss, a guy called Tim Sweeney, has recently called Steam's hand when it comes to a bunch of things, really. Namely, their acquisition of exclusivity deals and the idea that Steam don't offer competitively for developers compared to Epic. So Tim Sweeney, who is the CEO of Epic Entertainment, has outlined that Epic will stop chasing exclusivity deals if Steam sweetens the revenue deal for developers that use Steam's platform. If you've been following recent news, you will know that Epic as a company has come under some scrutiny recently following a pretty large number of games being acquired exclusively to their launcher platform. This has caused a bunch of controversy because a large number of players use Steam. Therefore, they're kind of annoyed that some games that they might want to play, they're going to have to go through Epic's service to acquire. We've again, another topic that we've discussed in a previous episode.
Yes, the Epic Store.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shambles in parts, but it seems to be, I don't know, pulling some pretty monster moves that aren't necessarily illegal, if maybe questionable, perhaps. But anyway, Sweeney has stated that if Valve start to offer a matching 88% revenue share, which is what Epic currently offer to games that host on their platform, if Steam match this and hit the 88% revenue share to developers, then it will stop chasing exclusives. And even they have stated they will put their games back onto the Steam platform. This is clearly PC territory here. So, Chris, I just wanted to know what's your opinion.
No, I don't have an opinion when it comes to PC stories. You know this. I think it might work out better for PC gamers in the long run if nobody's fighting over certain titles.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I've dubbed this news item Epic Boss Calls Steam's Hand, because that's what he's really doing. He's basically saying, we will change our strategy if Steam make this better for all.
It's nice to have a choice, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, and he's like offering this kind of weird hand extension. It's kind of strange. And I don't know whether it's a way to kind of mitigate the damage that Epic have come under. No, I won't say damage, the scrutiny that they've come under recently. I tell you, to be honest, I can't say much more to this. I think it's a really good move. I think it's the right thing to do. I don't necessarily think Epic should continue to sign exclusivity deals and make the problem worse. They will continue to do that unless Steam kind of force their hand, as we say. Whether or not Valve will do that, though.
Yeah, it won't work. It won't work out well for anybody.
No, it does kind of put Valve under the spotlight, though. It's kind of like balls in your court kind of thing. So we'll have to see. I take it you really don't have much to say on this one, Dave, because it is very much PC orientated.
Well, I have certain feelings about Tim Sweeney, and he just comes across as a bit of a...
Oh, it's a swear word. Right, okay.
To be fair, like...
Is this based on maybe some kind of interviews that you've seen with him? I don't know. What's the...
Many, many years we'll go back here.
Right, okay. Really?
I don't know. It's just... it's a pretty ballsy move, like, but... Is it going to make any difference? Probably not.
Maybe not.
No, on Steam. I don't know. I think we touched on this briefly. PC owners aren't really used to having games tied to different platforms as an exclusive type of thing. And I think a lot of that is still the backlash from that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right as well. I mean, the thing is, Valve aren't exactly known for buckling under pressure either. Unless there's like massive, and I mean massive community backlash, then they usually make a move. But they're not ones for really backtracking or even seemingly paying attention in some cases.
Welcome to the gaming consoles problems, PC gamers. Welcome aboard.
I know, you can now share our turmoil. I'd love to know what our PC listeners, or at least the one that I know of, specifically thinks about this particular move. I don't know whether he games on a particular platform, whether it be Steam, Epic, whether there's any fuss to be made regarding the confrontations that are going on between these two companies right now. But yeah, love to know what people think. I'm not a PC gamer, as we say, but hell, we're trying to keep those guys in the loop. We listen, apart from Chris.
It is very easy. I mean, if you want a game that's on the Epic Store, go and buy it. If you want a game that's on the Steam Store, go and buy it. And that same thing applies to us. If you want a game that's only on Xbox, you buy an Xbox. If you game that's only on PlayStation, buy a PlayStation. I own both.
It does kind of work out like that. I mean, you can get into the semantics of why people would be bothered about having their library in one place. And I guess people are welcome to be as OCD about that as they like. But there is a simple and accessible solution.
Do PC gamers even have libraries? Do PC gamers not just illegally download games anyway?
I don't know. Not with all the...
That's what I was led to believe.
Envato
stuff.
There's
ways around that. There's ways around it. There's always ways around it.
Well, it's yeah, even Envato have said that it's never going to be 100% foolproof. It's supposed to just delay, but what it does is cause most games problems, from what I can tell. There's a big controversy with Assassin's Creed Odyssey caused by Envato. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that, but I'm sure people can Google it if they want to find out more about that kind of thing. Right. In which case, not more to add on that. Again, like to know what our PC listeners think. Is this a good move, a bad move? How does it impact you specifically based on the platform that you decide to use? Or are you really not bothered? Get in touch. We'll give some plugs at the end of the show. We'd love to hear from yous.
Suck it up, PC Master Race. Suck it up.
Now, we are impartial, as we always say. We welcome all. What is it that we have next on our list? Dave, you've got this one.
BioWare have managed to absolutely fudge the roadmap for Anthem.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily good news. Give us some details and we'll have a chat about it.
Well, we're due to get the Cataclysm update at the end of April, and it delayed it indefinitely.
Which makes me cry.
But I suppose if it's for the greater good.
Well, yeah, this is the other thing, actually. It's like, it's something that I don't necessarily think people are considering, because there's a lot of backlash, which I definitely understand in the case of this. But people don't kind of seem to be considering the idea that maybe they're delaying it for quality's sake, and that all of us will benefit long term if we just hold our horses. It's disappointing, I get it.
It is, but we've been told we'll be getting more information in May. No further details have been given, suggesting it could be a bit longer. But we did get a new patch this week, which did bring some improvement of the world, which was quite good, to be fair.
It added a new stronghold as well, didn't it?
Yeah, they've added a new stronghold, and we've also now have the ability to change our loadouts during missions, which, again, is good.
Big quality of life change, really. Something that people should have been in there from day one that people have been asking for is now there.
Yeah, and we also now have the ability to play consecutive missions.
Which is, again...
Instead of going all the way back to four tosses and then going to see Jeff in the corner. And then jumping back in your javelin, then waiting 6 weeks for it to load in. So, yeah, that's... Guess we've got progress.
Jeff's a good guy.
Jeff is. He's all right, aye.
He's all right, Jeff. But yeah, we did have a bit of a dabble on this early in the week, didn't we, David?
We did. I must say as well, I don't know if it was just me or the fact I hadn't played it for a while, but the game did feel a lot smoother and felt as if it was a bit faster when you were flying.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
I think it goes without saying that as well as the new stuff that they added, that they're going to have quashed a bunch of bugs server and client side. So the idea that the game feels a lot smoother, I totally agree with. I thought the same thing, is you didn't get as many frame rate hitches or anything like that. So that's always good news.
No, it did seem a lot smoother.
What do we think following that patch? Because I don't know how long we played it for. I really enjoyed the hour or two that we'd spent flying around the world and doing stuff.
I think Anthem's one of them where it's better when you play it with a few friends.
Yeah, and don't exhaust yourself on it either.
Yeah. I mean, we had a few hours, like you say, then went on to something else. I think I went to sleep.
You did. Yeah, you were. I think you'd had like no sleep. So I can't remember what I did after that, but it's something that I think as a result of the shortened play sessions that I think we'll probably end up coming back to. Well, I don't know whether you agree with that, Dave.
Yeah, I'll definitely go back to Anthem.
Because it's there.
It's there. And I'll see what the future brings for it. I'm not ready to give up on it yet. And by what we've heard, it doesn't look like BioWare either.
Hopefully not. We hope. What about you, Chris? Have you played this in recent weeks or what?
No, I've not picked it up since Division launched.
Of course, because the Division's basically replaced Anthem for you.
Yes, it has completely. I don't know what it will take to get me back onto Anthem, to be honest.
See, I mean, I look at Anthem from the perspective of Destiny, that it's a online shooter type of thing, and it's a persistently growing world, so the content will come for it, and it will change the way the game is, it'll change the story. I guess you just have to sit and hold on and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Do you reckon you'll come back to this, Chris, at any point? I mean, you've got the game.
I've got it, but whether I'll keep it is a completely different matter.
You've got it on physical?
Yes, I got it on physical. So I can. I do have the ability to trade it in if I so wish.
Okay. Well, do you think BioWare's timeliness in terms of announcing new stuff and what that stuff might contain would influence your decision to keep the game?
It's the fact they're delaying it indefinitely that scares me.
Yeah, and a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, they don't. It seems like they don't exactly know what they're doing or where they're going with it right now due to the major balls up they made at the launch.
100% why you can see why that might seem like the case. It could also be that they're erring on the side of caution, but it is just as likely that they genuinely don't have a clue, or they've pivoted direction to an extent where they just simply can't tell us what's going on because they don't really know themselves, right?
Yeah, it's a scary time right now for that dev team.
It is.
100%, yeah. I mean, if BioWare don't fix it, then if they were to bring another game out, their faith in their customers is just completely destroyed because of the shambles of Anthem, and people will not buy the next game.
That's if they
don't fix it.
I hate to say this. Yeah, I think you know what I'm going to say. That's if they don't get the axe. That's if they manage to stay as a team, which we, of course, hope is the case.
But this is what EA do as well, though. They get these studios, they consume them, and then they scrap them.
Historically, that has proven to be the case, yeah. And that's most people's fear with at least BioWare and EA, respectively. There have been some reports from internally within BioWare to suggest that it doesn't really matter how quote-unquote badly they do. But like you say, Dave, EA's history in this area doesn't leave much to be desired, really.
I mean, Anthem's the first EA game I've bought at launch for years because I've usually waited for them to come into EA Access. So, you know, and we'll get this. Cheers. Cheers, BioWare.
I know. I really do hope that they come out with something soon. They really need to. They can't leave this. They said May. Now, bear in mind that we are on the brink of May as it is. But given the fact that the Cataclysm patch was due to be released, like, if not already, within the next couple of days by the original release day.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the end of the month.
So, and that obviously has not happened. So they really need to come out, I'd say, within the first week, at the most 2 weeks of May, and give us something definite. What's in it? When it's going to be out?
I did see something through the week about the live stream that they did, because obviously the patch had already dropped and everybody'd been playing it, and they did a live stream and everybody in the chat was going, loot, 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 loot. And then one of the devs turned around and went, why is nobody talking about the world development and the how we've done things, and that they were getting quite upset about it, apparently.
Oh, bless them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You got a feel for them to a degree. I mean, don't get me wrong, there is an understandable reason that people are kicking off in the fashion that they are. But at the same time, it's really easy to forget that there's human beings behind the people that work. And this is what makes it such a grey area to discuss who's right and who's wrong.
It was interesting to see them getting trolled in the chat, though. I was laughing at it.
I know. I just hope they didn't go home and let it berate them too much internally, because that's never a good thing, is it, really?
But do your jobs right.
I know. Oh, the complications. I honestly can't say. That's why I say it makes it such a grey area, because it really does. But we clearly want BioWare to succeed here. They're just not doing themselves any favours based on what we know so far.
The thing is the actual core of Anthem is brilliant. It works, the flying works, the world looks beautiful. It could be interesting, but there's just nothing there at the moment.
I agree with you. Well, I am sure, undoubtedly, that as soon as we get some more information from BioWare, we will let people know what that entails. Hopefully, we get what we asked for, which is a release date, some information specifically to the content, what Cataclysm is. I actually want to know. It's intriguing to me. So come on, BioWare.
Yeah, everybody wants to know. Even the devs. They're not sure.
Yeah, even BioWare want to know what the Cataclysm is.
Yeah, they'll figure it out at the start of the next month, I'm sure.
Yes, what they wanted to try and avoid is creating any more of a Cataclysm with Anthem. See what I did there?
Hey. Very good. Well,
clever boy. Okie dokie. That's the last for the news items. Again, we said it was a little bit lighter this week. That's certainly turned out to be the case. So I think we will move on. Do we have any feedback, Christoph?
No. I don't think anybody wanted the Overcooked code either, did they?
Oh, no, but that's my fault because, well, one, I really didn't socialize it as much as I said I was going to, but we will sort this out this week. By the time we come to sit down next week, we will no longer have that code. I will ensure that it goes to somebody. Somebody must want it.
And that is good news.
I don't know. Maybe the move over to increased podcasting services, which I'll talk about again at the end, but maybe that will help our plight here. If you want, I will plug it here right now. If you want a copy of Overcooked, is it for what platform, Chris?
Xbox One, Xbox One.
Okay, so, the latest generation Xbox console.
Yeah, it'll work on that.
If you would like a copy of Overcooked for that console, we have a code going. Listen to the plugs at the end, get in touch with our main Twitter account, or you can find it in the show notes below. Let us know you'd like the code. First person to really tweet at the account to say that they'd like it, I will sort you out.
Give us your fondest gaming memory.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that I was going to do. If it ends up going to social media, then I will literally just ask a question such as that, and anybody that decides to comment with an answer will put into a hat and draw. And regardless of whether they want it, they can have a code.
Good.
There you go. I think that's how it's going to work. So, but anyway, again, we will leave this open to listeners of this week's show. But please know that probably by next Friday, I don't know what the date that was. The first Friday in May, we will have undoubtedly got rid of this. So please make sure you get in touch as soon as possible if you want that code. Shall we move on to Chris's corner?
You sure, yeah.
Okie dokie, let's go.
It's time for Chris's corner.
Right. This week is probably the most hastily put together Chris's corner of my life.
No.
Because I'm normally noting down things throughout the week, but with work, I've just not had a chance. So I honestly put this together as we were talking and making notes for tonight's show.
You are normally so prepared.
No, I'm not. Don't lie. People will expect that.
Let's hear what you've got in your haste then.
Okay. Here we go. Honestly, such a quiet week this week. There was a World War Z game released this week.
Oh, hasn't it reviewed quite favourably?
It has reviewed very well, and it is performing above expectations on the PC thanks to support from the Epic Games Store.
Oh, wow. Well, there's a... See, it's almost like we think about these kind of things.
I know, right?
How much were they paid to say that?
Probably a considerable amount. But yeah, it's reviewed quite well, and it's selling quite well.
And is it also impacting Days Gone sales, potentially?
I think it could well be. It's a title that I've not really looked at, but I will be doing some research after the show to figure out whether I want to purchase it or not. Yeah, so yeah, it's doing very well. There were 70,000 people playing at once across all platforms earlier in the week, just after launch.
Wow, that is across all platforms as well.
Across all platforms, yeah.
That is genuinely a lot of people.
It is, surprisingly for a game that I've not really read that much about.
No, I've seen some videos, and to be honest, it does look, I wouldn't say, it looks similar to Days Gone in that they both have similar settings, yeah. I suppose. But that's really the extent that I know about this.
Yeah, I need to do some more research and figure out whether it's going to be worth a purchase or not. Because honestly, I know nothing about it. I knew it was coming, but I didn't even know it was released.
Yes. I've got Days Gone, but I haven't played it yet.
You've got Days Gone?
Yeah.
I need to go and pick it up this week. I'm off work this week, thankfully.
Perfect opportunity.
So next week's corner will be better prepared. I don't know. Why am I saying that? it won't be any better prepared. I'll just have had more time to prepare it. That's better.
Even then, it will not be better prepared.
So cruel. So cruel. You know people love this bit.
You'll spend that extra time, the quote-unquote extra time, playing a game.
Oh, yeah, Days Gone has a photo mode.
Yay!
Is that an actual... Are you serious?
It does have a photo mode.
It has a...
I'm face palming.
Isn't it supposed to be the most it's supposed to be the most comprehensive gaming mode ever, isn't it?
It's supposed to, yeah, it is the most comprehensive photo mode in any game ever. I think I said this a few weeks ago. In fact, I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
You did. And it bored me then as well.
Yeah, that's when you switched off last time. Yeah, it's got
I think
the
I stopped talking.
Mode. And yeah, so I'll be picking it up this week and obviously having to play with photo mode and maybe playing some of the game. And I'll report back next week.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Yes. So that's something to look forward to.
Got to be said as well, just following your original, at least, report there.
Yeah.
Big props to the devs of DayZ.
Will Woolsey. So you're getting confused with Days Gone and Will Woolsey and Days Gone. You're just mashing them all together.
That's the sequel. Will War Days Gone Z.
It's not
World
true.
War Day Z gone.
It is not true.
You heard this first on the Funky Gamer podcast.
Oh no. What's happening?
No.
Why has my brain gone to mush?
I don't know. Maybe it's been a long week for us all.
It's a Sunday.
Yes, this should be the day of rest and relaxation, and instead here we are doing this.
I know. I'm currently thoroughly enjoying Chris's Corner though, unexpectedly.
You're such a liar. You just sit there just picking at it.
No, I'm not. No, I don't.
Just sat there chewing your fingernails, just thinking, why is he doing this to me every week? Every week.
I do not chew my fingernails, all right?
All right, moving on to the next point this week. There is some new Switch model news. Well, I say there is some, but there is not.
I've seen two conflicting things about this, right?
Which is a little bit confusing. Nintendo have said they have no plans to announce a new Switch model at E3 this year.
Yes, and then didn't another report say new models at E3 this year?
Yes, the other report said there were going to be new models at E3 this year. So who knows? Who knows who's right and who's wrong here? But we know they're coming.
Yeah.
Because rumors have said as much.
I'm inclined to believe Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because it's their product, and they're good. But at the same time, it's not the first time in history that a company has lied and thrown a curveball just to distract people.
But I do believe the people who've leaked this and said that it is actually true also leaked something to do with the Switch originally after Nintendo had denied it, and it turned out to be true anyway. So it's the same people.
So it's kind of like history's repeating itself in a similar fashion.
Yeah.
Okay, that is an interesting thing to know.
Yeah, so this will come about then. We know it will.
Well, we'll see. E3's coming up very, very shortly. We can...
Yeah, why Nintendo are denying, we don't know.
We can maybe talk about this in a little bit more detail in our little predictions show that we're going to be doing pre-E3. But until then, it will remain up to speculation and Nintendo denying stuff.
It will, as ever. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, the Switch is doing all right, so it's not like they need to bring any new models out.
Quite right, actually. And... I mean, we spoke about this in some detail a couple of shows back. If you want to know more about it, listen to that. I would recommend, of course. But yeah, I potentially consider picking up a cheaper Switch. And I know that sounds like, I don't know, really Fagin of me, because the Switch itself isn't exactly expensive. It's a couple of £100.
Or large.
Yeah, exactly. And
the mini Switch is coming.
Yeah.
And the Switch Pro.
Yes, with a bigger screen.
I like anything with the word pro in it as well. Yeah. But it'll mean you spend more money, not less.
The thing is there's just been an update for the Switch as well, for the system. And apparently it's overclocked the CPU.
Do we know by what amount or anything like that?
It was around the 800 megahertz and it's around the 1600 megahertz now, I believe.
Wow, that's like nearly doubled.
Pretty much, aye.
You know, why did they not do that earlier?
Maybe it was... Believe it or not, when you obviously, if you know anything about overclocking, it comes down to stress on the hardware and the amount of volts that are being passed through the actual chip.
You'd be shocked to hear that I know nothing.
Well, that's why I'm trying to explain it in very layman's terms for you, Chris.
That's very good of you, thank you.
But anyway, they have to be very careful about doing this, because if they deploy a software update that overclocks the device and then a ton of switches brick because of the change, then you're going to have a lot of unhappy customers, a lot of recalls, and it's going to be a big PR disaster. So I can only imagine this has been based on many months of testing based on games that have been released and so on and so forth.
Well, I've actually got the thing here, and apparently the clock speed was originally 460.8 and it's now 768, and the CPU clocks went from 1,020 to 1,785.
Yeah, so some substantial increases there.
And people are reporting, so obviously shorter load times, games running better, but this could coincide with the Labo VR, because obviously that would be
very true.
A bit more resource heavy, I would have thought.
I wonder whether this also equates to Nintendo looking at how people use their Switch, whether it's plugged in dock mode, because I can only imagine that with the increase in power through the chips, that that's somehow going to decrease the battery life inherently. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't do something to the battery life.
Yeah, it'll do something.
And I think what they'll probably find is that a lot of people are actually plugging their Switches in or into packs or something that will enable them to get away with the power increase without adversely impacting people's battery life.
Yeah, because they mostly pitch it as a mobile console, don't they?
Yeah, and most people, I think, use it on like the commute, shorter periods of time, unless you're kind of going on a long plane journey, at which point I think most people would probably look into buying extended battery packs and gadgets and things for their Switch. So there you go. Nice. Was that just by happenstance, Dave? Was that your little addition?
Yes, it was.
So it was.
Didn't even realise, but it was. Yes, we'll go with that.
He's gone early.
I didn't want to go, so what? What have you got for us, Dave? And you go, I just did it.
nothing. It's just happened. Never mind.
No problem. And Chris, you did not say it, but I am guessing.
Well, yeah, I've got one more thing before we do the plugs and that. So. And I know you love Fortnite and every mention of it. So here is this week's Fortnite bit.
Where's my sick bucket?
They have added an end game mode.
Yeah, so this is Avengers.
Which is a little bit weird. There's an Avengers Fortnite crossover, which is another limited time event. It allows you to use Cap Shield and Iron Man's gauntlets and other bits and pieces. I think the Hawkeye's bow and arrow is there too, and Mjolnir, Thor's hammer.
I hate that it's such a cool thing in a game that I hate.
It is very cool. I've watched the flatmate playing it a bit and it does look like fun, but I deleted Fortnite a while ago and I don't want to have to download it again just to play that for a brief amount of time.
Don't do it, man.
Just tune into Twitch.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Less stress. You will undoubtedly do better.
I will probably enjoy it more.
And you get to see all the fancy effects that they've put in for the endgame stuff. I did see this, and I did, for the first time ever, look at a Fortnite video on YouTube and go, kind of cool.
Well, there you go. It's clearly broken you slightly as well.
And then I went and put a chastity belt around my leg.
Yes. Because it had to be done.
And subjecting myself to infinite torture as a result of actually watching that video. So,
and enjoying it.
There you go. Fortnite fans, Avengers fans, rejoice. If you're both of those, then double rejoice.
Yes. It was running from last week, the 25th. I'm not sure how long it's running for, but anybody who's a Fortnite or Avengers fan will have played it by now, I am sure.
I can imagine it's probably till, I don't know, middle end of May, possibly.
You'd hope so.
Just whilst all the hype for the film still exists and that kind of thing, they'd be wrong not to try and capitalize on that.
Yeah, definitely.
I will not be playing it. Dave, I'm guessing you'll be not touching that with a barge pole.
God, no.
No, I'll just sit and watch my flatmate playing it or find some streams. Just to watch it for half an hour and just to satiate my need to watch it.
No, I totally don't blame you. Listen, I'm not going to blame you if you want to go and check this out. You know, given my usual reservations of Fortnite, I'd be kind of maybe sort of intrigued to do it myself. I didn't say that out loud.
You definitely did. It's recorded and everything.
So there you go. Go and check it out. There's tons of stuff on YouTube covering this. Plenty of clips, plenty of stuff showing it all off. And of course, if you play the game, you'll already know about it. So what can I tell you?
Yes. Here endeth my corner.
Asshole. Thank you very much, Christoph, for the corner.
No problem.
Wonderful stuff. In which case, I'm not going to ask Dave if he's got anything to add, because we've covered this.
I've got nothing. Like, sorry.
That was a lovely little segment. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you, the listener, did also. Let us move on to the final part of the show that we aptly named The Plugs.
Plug Life.
Righty doke. You can find us, as we always say, across a myriad of podcasting.
Very good.
Some podcasting platforms.
Oh, dear God. This is going well.
I seem to be having problems with my words tonight. But anyway, you can find us across iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, SoundCloud. And speaking of SoundCloud, also we're adding a service to this that we refer to as Anchor, as well as a bunch of other stuff. Let me talk about that briefly. So, going forward, we're going to be hosting our podcast feed via a now Spotify-owned podcasting service named Anchor. This is namely for two reasons. See, at present, SoundCloud is responsible for providing every other platform that we host on our episodes. So if you listen on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, all of them, it gets pulled in from SoundCloud when we upload to that service. They limit our upload to around 3 hours per month. Now, this is for non-premium accounts, okay? Since the show began recording, I have actually been paying for a premium account to negate this and ensure that we're not limited by the three-hour restriction. And we also get access to some statistics and stuff, which I've shown the boys before. Now, whilst cost is not an associated problem here, I was recently turned on to this service called Anchor, because it offers a very similar feature set to SoundCloud for free. So therefore, I'm going to be testing that service in favor of SoundCloud for the foreseeable future in the hope that it actually hits the parity with SoundCloud's service. In the event that it does so, we'll be using it full time. Now, episodes will still be posted to SoundCloud. That will not go away. But due to their upload restrictions at 3 hours, we may not be able to release episodes consistently every week on release day, but we will still release them there. Another thing that Anchor also seems to bring forward is some unique features. It is a podcasting platform. So if you decide to listen via their particular app on your phone, you can actually leave episode feedback directly against the episode for us to see. It's a really cool way to try and get some community feedback from there. It also, amazingly, has a feature that allows listeners to actually, this is crazy, but hear me out. It allows listeners to leave voicemail.
Oh, great.
So what this could potentially mean is that people can, it's a bit like a phone-in feature, a call-in feature, but if people have some feedback or anything like that, they can literally leave some a voicemail directly for us to include within a future episode. I'd like to see whether the exposure to Anchor actually benefits us in that regard as well, just because it's a feature. So that's really the main two reasons. They also distribute our shows across virtually every different platform. So we're also now on Google Podcasts, as well as a bunch of others. So it's really just a heads up that we're going to be switching in this manner. Everybody that already subscribes to the podcast through whatever feed, that won't stop as a result of this change. Everything will continue to work seamlessly for you, but I would encourage you to check out Anchor for that particular reason. They don't and have not asked to sponsor the show in any way, shape, or form. This is just based on my own research, and I wanted to give a rundown on why we're making this change, because I know what some people are used to, and that is SoundCloud posts. So
I'm sure Tim Sweeney would say the same thing. We are not sponsored.
No, well, the thing is, I don't want people to think that I'm adverse to paying SoundCloud money and that I'm switching to a service that offers a free alternative. That's not the case. If this turns out to not offer certain feature sets for parity for SoundCloud, I will simply be moving back to that service and I'll continue to pay for it. As simple as that. Doesn't really come into the equation, but they've got some nice features and it is podcast specific. So please do check us out on Anchor, the link in the description. Let's plug the Twitters before we call it a wrap, chaps. If you want to get in touch, again, this goes back to our Overclocked plug earlier in the show. If you want a copy of Overclocked for your Xbox.
Overcooked.
Oh, God. It's because we've been talking about overclocking.
Wow.
I shouldn't host this show.
You are on form this week.
I haven't.
Fudge form.
I have no retort. I've got no will.
So if you do want a copy of Overcooked, please get in touch via our Twitters.
Yeah, the main Funky Gamer account, again, all of this in the podcast show notes if you want to just go and click stuff, but we'll say it here anyway, at Funky Gamer. Blog is the main account. You can tweet me directly. By the way, if you want the code, tweet at Funky Gamer Blog and say you want the code. And simply, I will keep it in one place. If you want to tweet me directly to talk about anything else, which you're welcome to do so, I'm at Ricky James. The same goes for Chris, who is
at X underscore CW.
And Dave, with his blue tack, is
at E46, Dave.
Wonderful. That's a very inside joke that nobody is ever going to understand.
It's impressive, though, isn't it?
It's unbelievable that you managed to record and do that. I may post it to Instagram so that people can have a look at what we're talking about there, but David's artistry just knows no bounds. As well as Twitter, you can check out the description, of course, for our Xbox, PSN, and the stream links. The stream is actually all back up and running. I will be online tomorrow. If you want to come check us out, be on Mixer. See the link below, and I'll also be posting some stuff to the social media.
What are you playing? What,
I've told you.
What, have you told me what you're playing? I don't think you have. You still playing The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead, wasn't it?
Well, we've got a couple of options. Got The Walking Dead, the final season, or what I originally said, which was Life is Strange.
When did you say that? Is that, that can't have been tonight. Was that last week?
No, last week. It was last week.
That's all right, then.
I'm not the only one who's on form, I see.
I might have in a moment.
It's fine. I can totally associate with that, Chris.
Good.
Finally, for the plugs, Discord, Reddit, both of those. Check the links in the description. Everything should be pretty much up to date throughout the course of this week. Dave's going to be hopefully giving me a hand with the YouTube moderation and stuff. We'll have a chat about that later, David.
Yeah, man, we'll get it sorted.
Other than that, I do not have anything else to add.
That's a good job, really, isn't it? The way you're stuttering and stumbling through this last bit.
What's happening to my voice? Help!
I've got one more thing.
What have you got for us, Chris?
The Ghost of Tsushima developers, Sucker Punch, have congratulated Bend Studios and their release of Days Gone this week via their Twitter. They sent them a lovely piece of artwork and said, well done, guys. You're doing good work.
Do you know what? I think that kind of thing is just nice. It's just nice.
I love it. I love to see it.
Yeah, it's just that they have no obligation to do that.
No, none at all.
At all.
No.
And I just think it's a nice thing. I mean, it does make me smile on the occasions when I see Phil Spencer, for instance, has tweeted Shuhei Yoshida before to congratulate Sony on game releases and things like that. Especially, I remember God of War, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, there's some very cool studios out there doing some very cool things. And this little...
It's so humble.
Yeah.
And it's so modest. It makes the gaming world a better place. And it's a shame I don't hear more about that kind of thing versus all the crap that seems to be going around at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot more of the crap than the good stuff.
Certainly is. Yes. So, yeah, we'll actually add to that. Congratulations to Sony Benz on their release of Days Gone. We are yet to really investigate the game between the three of us, but I'm sure we'll have some thoughts on that going forward. Yeah. And with a bit of luck, Chris will have picked your game up.
Yeah, hopefully.
There you go. Thank you for that.
I've got one very random thing to end this whole show.
That's two more things, Chris.
I know. It's good to be keeping track, though. If you've not seen the video of a monkey scrolling Instagram this week, you need to go and find that.
Right. Well, I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
What is your fascination with chimpanzees and human technology? Because a number of weeks ago, you reported, as Dave used for his HCI report, that monkeys use VR.
Yes,
and now you're telling
monkey
us
monkey scrolling on Instagram.
Wow, how do you feel about that, Dave? Surprised?
Monkeys using Instagram.
Yes,
right. They're just as daft as everybody else who uses Facebook and Instagram. That proves a point, I suppose. But I mean, no, technology's for everybody, isn't it? No, leave no chimp behind.
Yeah. The monkey was properly scrolling. He was picking pictures that he liked and all sorts. It was really cool.
Yeah. Sticking hashtags in and that. Hashtags bananas and that.
Yeah. I don't think he actually found our feed, but yeah, he was clicking on sort of animal stuff. This isn't gaming related, I just found it really cool.
Didn't find our feed. Clearly wasn't that much of an intelligent monkey then, was he?
Definitely not, no.
Well, that is a really, really random way to end this podcast.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep.
I'm just going to go ahead and agree because, quite honestly, don't know where I am right now. Right, guys, Anything else? Dave, have you got anything else?
I haven't, mate, unfortunately. I do apologise. It's just a really boring news week.
Don't apologise.
And unfortunately, I couldn't find anything about any animal or mammal using technology.
Chris, as you covered, as you just heard.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much to the both of you guys for being here once more. Cheers, Dave. Thanks very much, mate. I appreciate it.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
And the same to you, Chris, buddy. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Cheers.
And to you, as I always say, our listener, thank you. You are the heart and soul of why we choose to sit down once again every week, well, nearly every week. For the most part, we're pretty consistent, give us that, to tell you about all the stuff that we think has been interesting in the world of gaming. You're listening to the Funky Gamer Podcast. This is episode 23. My name's Ricky James. Thanks for tuning in.